What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I hope you had an amazing weekend. This is take three. I've tried to start this podcast three times, so it's definitely Monday and I'm embracing that. I'm excited to get back in the routine. So what's a routine without the hiccups? Okay. So we're gonna try that. That's it. It's one and done. I'm not restarting this podcast. If I fuck up, we're all gonna be here for that. Okay. So it is Microdose Monday. We're gonna talk about that. And then yeah, we'll see where the chat goes from there because I got a few more testimonies this week. Some clients that are finishing up their 3 month dose. I help people with their microdosing journey with, instructions. I can get you connected to a supplier, safe, effective. I use them myself. I would never point you guys in a direction of something I didn't know, like, and trust. So you're in good hands. Some really great product, and people are having a great experience. And I cannot get enough of the messages. And I think I don't talk about that enough. I don't talk about the people that are coming to me and, talking about how much it helps. I just kind of am like, yeah, I know, duh. That's what I've been telling you. So I guess I'm taking it for granted, really, because I'm not celebrating every time, a client has a big win. So again, the feedback I'm getting is, life gives me a different perspective now, coming off of the 3 month microdose, feeling more peace, no depression, no anxiety, no reactive personality. You're just getting that control back. And another guy was telling me, I had a guy and a girl touching with me this week. I won't say any names because I didn't ask permission. But this guy was telling me how, he's been on antidepressants for about 15 years, and hasn't felt his feelings until now. And literally in the middle of the store crying because he can feel feelings. And I think that's huge. So many people out here are stuck on these SRIs or SSRIs or whatever, A, B, C, D, E, F, I don't give a fuck, whatever they are, the antidepressants. And why is Big Pharma pushing this? Because let's just talk about, I did a quick Google search. The most recent numbers I can see are from 2022, and Americans, that's just this country alone, okay, which we probably are the most depressed of all of them because Jesus, look at us, spoiled ass kids need our, and we need a spanking here in America. We are going off the rails. But anyway, they spent $6.9 billion on antidepressants, okay? You want to know what topped that? Weight loss supplements. It's just ahead of the game there. And some of these weight loss supplements are coming from Big Pharma, which is scary. I know you guys are hearing about these shots and you see these results and these people look fabulous, but what they're not telling you is that, they are going to have diarrhea for the rest of their lives. Their colon's messed up, their insides are messed up, and it's one of those things that a quick fix is never going to give you grandiose results. I am literally on a journey with the scale and I can't even be mad. I can't be mad because it's not happening overnight, but I'm putting in the work to make it real and lasting. I'm building that foundation of habits and life changes, right? That's where it has to come from. Microdosing helped a lot with that, but Big Pharma is making money. So they're gonna, why would they be excited about a product that is natural, that's plant-based, that they can't make money on? They're not going to be excited about that. But you have big colleges, not that I'm excited about that, but you've got schools like fucking Yale doing testing and proving that, research is showing that psilocybin is helping people. The results are legit. If you are someone who needs science to prove that something works, the proof is there. The research is there. The only thing you're missing is that experience on taking it upon yourself. So if you are ready today to finally feel the feelings and not go through life numb, to actually enjoy your human experience and to not feel like you have to hide under the blankets 24 hours a day because of debilitating anxiety, then this is what you want to do. That's it. It's a microdose, it's a simple microdose schedule. And it's funny because the two people that got back to me this week about they're almost done with their dose, Both of them terrified to start, literally held on, you know, a little bit before they got started on the products. Okay. I get that. It's scary, especially if you're someone, you know, I had a woman message me the other day and she's like, Brandon, I just don't do any drugs. I don't drink alcohol. I don't do anything at all. I don't take pain medication. Very rarely will she take a Tylenol. Okay. I mean, I'm the same way. That shit terrifies me. It's scary. So I just want you to know it's safe. There's no big, crazy feeling. Like, the only way you can tell you take it is you suddenly realize you're not anxious. You're not tapping your feet. You're not biting your nails. You're not screaming at your kids. You're not being reactive. You're not getting lost in these, you know, lost in emotion for days. You're not in this depressive state. You're not just constantly a victim. There's like this little shift of energy where, you know, you're suddenly alive. Like, you know, there's been an engine inside of you this whole time, but it's never been cranked. And all of a sudden it's cranked and you feel this vibration and there's no, you know, it doesn't make you feel like anything outside of yourself. It's a very, what is the word I'm thinking of? There's nothing big that happens. I can't do words today. Nothing big happens. It's very subtle changes. There's, you know, nothing changes as far as like a chemical high. But yeah, a lot scientifically is happening. Your brain is creating new communication lines so that you're not just completely on autopilot all the time. So you actually start showing up for your life. Otherwise, what's the point? What is the point? There are people that, I get it. If you're addicted to that depressive state because it gives you a sense of identity, if you, you know, you want to enjoy those pills that are going to numb you out, the kind that are going to, you know, make you gain weight and zap all your energy, then I mean, keep doing what you're doing by all means. But if you are someone who is really tired of just being in this state, there are options for you. There are options and it is safe. It is effective. Reach out to me. You can message me, sign up at brandonlinette.com and just, you know, reply back to the email you get when you sign up. Just reply back with, you know, shrooms, whatever you want to say, just say it. You know, I'm scared. I don't give a shit. Whatever it is that's going to get the door open for you to get started on your microdose journey. The only regret you're going to have is not starting sooner, because you've heard me talk about this forever and it's in the back of your head and you're like, man, I should just reach out. Yeah, you should just reach out. You guys, I'm obsessed. I feel like the whole world is psilocybin deficient and there's literally change right here. And no, your doctor's not going to suggest it. And there's not going to be commercials on the TV talking about it. Why? Because Big Pharma wants their money and they don't have a hand in this. Okay. So we do the workaround and we're rebellious and that's fine. Okay. It's fine. We figure it out. But something that psilocybin has helped me with is working through difficult emotions. Okay. And I'll give you, you know, we're going to go through some steps of how to work through emotions. I saw sarcastic comments in one of my groups about an emotion podcast I did last week. Okay. I get it that it is hard. It becomes mundane. It gets frustrating. And I mean, the truth is sometimes it is easier to just give in to the emotion, do it. But then you have all that regret later and you're like, man, I wish I would have reacted differently or not reacted at all. I wish I would have, you know, held my cool, because there's power in that. There's a lot of power in that. And I get it. Everybody's heard, don't worry, be happy. That's one of the first songs I had on a first cassette tape when I was a kid on my playlist. And I played the shit out of it. Okay. The song is catchy. The idea ideal. Okay. But it's shit advice because, you know, someone in your past was like, hey, don't worry, when you were at your lowest, and it sure as hell didn't make you feel happy. Okay. In fact, you're probably feeling worse. This is toxic positivity entering the scene and you guys are surrounded by it. I see it everywhere on the internet. I see it with all these fake ass profiles of people posting their highlight reels, pretending everything is great. Truth is, sometimes life is just a fuckery. Okay. It's not all cupcakes and rainbows. Absolutely not. And the harder you try to act like nothing is wrong, you spread your misery. Okay. And it's going to make you feel worse. It's like you're just piling it on. But there is a chance to work through your feelings without making it feel worse. Microdosing does that for me. It's a mirror. Like whatever I need to feel, it's like I'm not afraid to call myself out on the bullshit anymore. That's it. Whatever I need to feel and process, it's in front of me. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's not so bad. You just have a different perspective. And there is this whole feeling of calm and peace and connectedness. That's everything we always want. We want to feel like we're a part of something. That's human nature. We want to feel. We want to feel. So how do we work through these emotions? The first thing, okay, when you're confused about everything, you've got to dig deep. You got to dig your heels in and uncover what you're feeling. Step back and check in with your mood, because that's how you can clue in with what's happening inside of you. It's absolutely natural to feel upset or sad or angry if someone disappoints you, right? That's a natural response. And when you start to feel those, you could take note of the emotions, because once you know what your feelings are, this is where we get that space to think logically about whatever situation it was, okay? And then you can probably see someone else's perspective on why they might have disappointed you in the first place. We are a society that's about us. What's in it for me? How does this work for me? What, you know, is this about me? And every time someone is doing something, we think it's about us too. Okay. The whole world, honey, does revolve around you, but you still have this, you know, calling to get outside of yourself and be able to see other people's perspectives. Everybody's in their own world. And the truth is, it is not about you. It's never about you. Literally having a conversation with my sister last night, and you know, she's in that, it's a state of, you know, kind of the victim state of like, you know, that our parents just don't love me, and you know, they don't like me, and all these things. And I'm like, girl, it's not about you. What our parents do is about them. It's not about us. Okay. The parents are doing the best they can for what they know, what they're given. And I say that with grace, because I am a parent and I think I'm a great parent, but I have fucked up a lot. I have hurt my kids. Was that my intention? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But it wasn't about them. I, you know, it wasn't an intentional hurt towards them. I know my mistakes are my problem. I know my parents' mistakes are their problem. That's their cross to bear. It's not about you. So if you can analyze whatever situation you're in, if you could take that time, if you can stop being so fucking reactive, this is how you determine the best way to move forward. You have to uncover what you're feeling, and you're going to feel better. Allow yourself to feel it all. And this stuff that I'm talking about, you guys, I'm going to tell you, it comes regularly. It comes naturally for me when I'm microdosing. I don't have to work at this. I don't have to try so hard. And unless you're your own worst enemy and you just don't want to fucking win, you wouldn't have to try so hard either. You want to make something out of everything all the time, you're going to struggle. If you are someone who has defined your personality in drama and, you know, fighting and frustration and just fucking overwhelm, if you're addicted to that, you're going to do whatever you can to stay there. And yeah, microdosing isn't for you. You have to know that you're ready to stop hurting yourself. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that you have to know that you're worthy of feeling good. And then you have to allow yourself to feel everything. Our brain naturally tries to avoid pain, not to feel it. Okay. So our brain doesn't hate us. It's trying to keep us safe. And that's why, you know, when we experience pain or hurt,
we try to numb ourselves with distractions or drink alcohol or, you know, dive into the chocolate. But facing your emotions is absolutely the only way to work through them. So the next time, this is your homework here, the next time you start to experience difficult emotions, I don't want you to rush to fix it. I want you to take all the time you need to feel your feelings all the way. And you can then think through how you can approach the situation, you know, more constructively. We're growing up, babies. We are growing up. We're doing this thing. And the science is there for these emotional studies. It shows that a person that allows themselves to feel their emotions all the way finds it easier to loosen the grip of the emotions, okay? The more you're trying to not feel pain or fear, the more it's going to get you. And I felt that when, before I found psilocybin, I did have crazy anxiety. Like I didn't want to leave the house. It was so stupid. It was so stupid. And the harder I would try to not let myself feel it, the harder it came. I just could not let go of it. But that's because I was afraid of it and I was trying to protect myself from it rather than, like, you know, there was one day because the only place I go is the grocery store. Okay. So one day I'm in the grocery store and I'm feeling this anxiety and I'm like, you know what? Just fucking, if you're going to die here, just die. Like, what's going on right now? Why are we freaking out? And I just leaned into it. I just let myself feel all the things and it was like a big rush and then it was over. And I was like, oh shit, that's it. Like, there was just something inside of me that had to get out. You know, there is a lot of stuff going on in the world today and everything affects everything. Okay. It really does. You have to be very mindful about protecting yourself before you, you know, go out in public, protecting your energy, you know, putting on the full armor of God before you step foot outside the house. Okay. Literally before you get out of bed, this is something you should be doing just to protect yourself from any outside, you know, energy, all of those things. Next time you start to experience those, I'm putting air quotes over difficult emotions, don't rush the fix. Okay. We're wanting to learn to regulate, not repress. Okay. Regulate. Regulators. Regulate your feelings, not repress them. Instead of avoiding them, we want to work with them. A lot of people use the word control, and I don't know that that's necessarily true. I'm backing off from that a little bit. It's not about controlling your emotions. It's about being accountable for your reactions and working with your emotions. If you feel angry, but take the deep breaths and slow your heart rate and get to the core issue. If you try to repress your feelings or bury them or, you know, take action on something that you're really going to regret later, you're going to make all of this feel more substantial. You're locking it in. You're burying yourself in a deeper hole. That's the truth. And sometimes there is an awareness there. We kind of know what we're doing. How far do you have to dig this hole before you stop and decide to climb out of it? A healthy emotional expression involves finding a balance between, you know, repressing those feelings and releasing the feelings. When you allow yourself to experience your emotions in a balanced way, this is full expression. It's freeing. I can't tell you guys, like, I love that no matter what, my mood can be what it is and it's nothing. It doesn't mean it's anything. I don't have to label anything. I just am. And it's okay. You don't go around beating yourself up for not feeling happy and excited all the time. We all have mood swings. This was my week of depression. I'm coming into my second week as a stay-at-home mom, and it's not even a real depression. It's just a big change. I went from being able to leave the house to being here 24 hours a day. And I'm not going to beat myself up because that doesn't mean I don't love and I'm not grateful for the fact that I get to be here and be a full-time parent. Doesn't mean, you know, I'm weak or I'm unsuccessful or I haven't figured this out. What it means is that my emotions are alive and they're constantly changing. Nobody walks around happy all the time. Really. And you could still be grateful. You can have that grateful heart and not necessarily feel like, woohoo. Because God knows I wake up grateful. Like, you're alive. Let's be grateful. But I'm not always like super excited. Okay. Even the most optimistic person feels negative emotion sometimes. Okay. This is the human experience. The ups and downs are what make us human. Instead of working on eliminating like what you feel are negative feelings, increase the positive ones. Punishing yourself for every damaging episode you've ever had isn't going to help you cultivate more positive emotions. So at this moment, you have to release and forgive yourself for anything that happened up until now, okay? Beating yourself up is just going to make it worse. It's part of that digging the hole, okay? You got to be realistic, but entertain hopes and dreams. Being optimistic about the future doesn't mean you're not going to experience, you know, those problematic emotions. A person can feel negative about certain aspects of their life, but still be hopeful for the future. Absolutely. That is the space I'm working through, where I'm in this temporary, you know, it's just a transition. It's a transition that I'm adjusting through, and I'm just not feeling super excited. It's okay, because I'm still absolutely hopeful. I know that I am going to be the change I want to see. Right? And you can worry about things, but still believe things are going to get better, that life is better. And the only thing that is constant in life is change. That's it. It's a constant. So I don't want you, you know, to try to hold on to negative emotions. Let yourself feel sad or angry. Process that. You taking on this pain, like exactly what my sister is doing. She's taking on that pain. She's hurting herself. There's no gold star for being a victim. There's just not. And taking on the responsibility of what other people are choosing to do, you're never going to have peace. Never. And it does take time. It takes practice. It takes effort. It takes patience. It could take weeks or months to process through whatever situation you're going through. You don't need perfection to adjust your feelings. You don't need perfection to learn how to respond without being reactive. As long as you're working at it, you start to see those positive changes. Emotional health is something I think a lot of people are taking for granted right now. And it's about that awareness, coming into the awareness of who you are, where your feelings really come from. Go on that journey of self-discovery. And remember, if you need to vent, you can usually find people that are going to be there and listen and support you. Okay. And I'm talking about venting. I'm not talking about someone who wakes up every day and complains about their life. Nobody wants to hear that. Okay. But if you're struggling through something and you just need to get it out, I do it all the time. And as soon as I say the words, it's like I've released them. And then I can look back at the reality of the situation and figure out the core issue and process through that, because there always is something bigger underlying when we are, you know, in a pattern of reactiveness. In the meantime, work on these tips, work on your self-awareness, and just even acknowledging how important, you know, your emotional health is going to bring a lot into your awareness. Stuff, light bulb moments throughout the day, you're going to be like, oh, that's what she was talking about. Oh, I get it. Don't forget to reach out to me, because honestly, all of these things I talked about, everything I tell you guys, it helps me so much with microdosing, and it's a lasting effect. One of my girls that reached out this week was like, I'm on my 3 months. So how many weeks should I take off? Cause I say, take a break. And it's always different for me. Sometimes it's 2 weeks, sometimes it's 4 weeks, sometimes I've gone 6 weeks. And you just learn to gauge your emotional health, your awareness. Like, my body will tell me when it's time for a microdose, when it's time to throw a week in there, you know? And I love that. I'm not dependent. I'm growing through it. And I can see that, you know, the new pathways that are being opened up in my brain for communication, they're lasting. It's not a temporary fix. It's making solid change. So there may be a point where I don't ever have to microdose again. You know, not that I'm mad that I do, but it's lasting change. And as long as you are staying in an awareness and you are actively participating as a human in this experience, if you are willing to step up and feel the things and take massive responsibility, you're going to get exactly what you're giving. You know, I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited because I know there's a lot of people right now that are listening that are scared, and this was it. It was today. Today's the catalyst. Today was the shift. You knew that this podcast was for you, and you're going to reach out and be like, all right, B, let's do this. Let's do this. So if you have a supply, great. I will still give you the instructions in the coaching. Just message me for that. And if you don't, I have someone I can connect to for you to get you some product to get started. Okay. It's measured out and my instructions are very clear and thorough. So you are not alone in this. Even in your struggle, you're not alone. Okay. Your struggle doesn't make you special. That's a fact. It's not what sets you apart. It's the people that are willing to be vulnerable and work through that. The people that are excited, you know, to show up for the human experience where we feel things. So if you want, keep filling up Big Pharma's pockets because they could really use the money, right? They could really use the money. So let's keep supporting what they do because they sure look out for us, you guys. And I say that with, you know, all the cynicism I can, because fuck Big Pharma. The government doesn't care for you. And the truth is, healthcare in America is a business. Okay. You have to take responsibility for your own shit. That's it. You have to. You have to. No one's looking out for you like you can look out for you. Okay. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.